epiphanies.
Part of the community. The next idea.
Good ideas normally come from the collision between smaller hunches, so that they form something bigger than themselves.
In an age where anonymous opinions posted online easily drown out civil discourse, the idea of people sitting down to share a meal and conversation seems downright radical. But this coming Wednesday, groups of folks all over Southeast Michigan will do just that. And every gathering will address the same question. What can we do to make our communities places where young people can grow and thrive? The event is called On the Table, and today's guest on The Next Idea is one of the organizers. Melissa Smiley is Special Assistant and Strategy Officer at the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. Great to have you with us, Melissa. Exactly what is On the Table?
Thank you very much for having me. On the Table, this is a community engagement initiative happening on Wednesday, October 4th, this Wednesday. The idea is really simple. Individuals and organizations all across the region will invite people to gather at tables and sit down and have a discussion about how to make the community a better place for young people to grow and thrive. We have tables at organizations such as the YMCA, and we have tables just in people's living rooms all across the region.
And who's hosting the gatherings?
So absolutely anyone can host, and if you go to our website, onthetable.cfsem.org, you can sign up to host, and that sign-up will be open all this week. So even on the day of, feel free to go there. It takes 2 minutes to sign up. You invite some people and you get together. You might decide to get together with your coworkers over a lunch break or over breakfast coffee in the morning. It can be any of those things.
And how do hosts know what to do and what to say and how to lead conversations at these gatherings?
Right. We try to make hosting really simple so anyone can do it. You don't have to be a professional facilitator or receive any specialized training. But we do have a lot of resources on the website. There's a toolkit in 3 different languages for hosts to use with some sample questions and some ideas about how to get the conversation started. But we also know that some hosts are going to take that conversation in whatever direction they want, and so that's also fine.
And it's up to the host. The host is going to provide the meal, or people who are coming paying to buy a meal?
So it's a little bit of everything. Some hosts are going to cook a meal for their gathering. Sometimes they're just organizing a potluck, or people are just bringing their brown bag lunches and gathering. Sometimes it's just coffee and a muffin. It doesn't have to be a formal meal. We do think it's important to think about, like you said, gathering together at a table and having a face-to-face conversation. And we think having some food there to get people to gather and eat together is an important part of it.
So after these conversations on Wednesday for On the Table, then what happens? Is someone collecting the ideas? And then what with that?
Right. We're hoping a number of different things will happen. First, we know that there's a powerful possibility that these conversations will result in ideas that just get implemented because people got together and thought them up and they can get them done right there. Maybe it's forming a new neighborhood council, or maybe it's having a series of ongoing conversations about an issue that's been a problem. And we can see people after this conversation just stepping forward and continuing those things. But right after the conversation, we're also inviting hosts to send us a quick one-page reflection of the kinds of issues that were brought up and the kinds of solutions that were generated at the table. We're also going to circulate surveys to everyone who attended a table. They can fill them out online, or in some cases, some of our hosts will have paper copies for people to fill out at the table. And those surveys, all of that data from all across the region is going to be crunched together, and we will be issuing a report early next year that helps people and organizations and everyone else understand the kinds of things people were talking about at this point in time and the kinds of ideas they had for solving some of those issues.
It's a wonderful idea. Everything old is new again. Sit around the table and share some food and talk. Where did this idea actually begin?
It actually began in Chicago. The Chicago Community Trust thought of this and launched this about 5 years ago, and they've been doing it every year in Chicago since then. And I believe at their 2017 On the Table, they had more than 60,000 people participating in tables all across the city. So it's grown every year there. This year, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation is sponsoring On the Table initiatives in 10 different places across the country, and Southeast Michigan is one of them.
What do you think the Knight Foundation and your group, the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, what are you hoping to accomplish by having people be part of On the Table?
I think there's a couple different things we're hoping to accomplish. We really do believe there's a power in people getting together and sitting down and talking face-to-face about important issues that face their communities. And most of the feedback we've gotten from people that have registered so far is that they're really excited for that opportunity. It sounds really simple, but when you throw it out there, people start thinking about all the different conversations they want to have, the places they want to have it, the friends they know will also want to host tables. And so we were excited about that level of excitement. We're also interested in how these kinds of conversations may lead to increased civic engagement. So when they sit down and learn that they have some things in common and some ideas and some things that could be solved with their neighbors and with their coworkers and with their friends, do they engage in other factors as well? And I think that's an important aspect that we're hoping will come from this. But for the first year as we're doing this, we're also just hoping that people do have a good time, make some new friends perhaps, and learn some new things from people, and are able to act on some of the things that they talk about.
Melissa, obviously you're hoping for a mix of people sharing ideas in these On the Table events, but this is a divided country right now. And how do you and others in the organization think about the possibility these conversations could degenerate into yelling? I mean, how would you prevent that?
You know, you're right. I guess some conversations could degenerate into that. What we're hopeful is that with the topic that we're giving everyone to start with, what can we do to make these communities better places for young people to thrive? That is a kind of jumping off point that everyone, whether they are a young person, and we're going to definitely have tables with young people, tables led by young people, or whether you're a parent or a teacher or someone else who is invested in the community, you're going to have some ideas about the kinds of things that could be done to improve the community for young people. And we feel like that's a good jumping off point for people to see some commonalities and maybe some differences, but to work together towards something in a conversation that they feel good about at the end and that they're all able to learn something. So we're hopeful that, you know, the vast majority of these conversations will be fun and informative and will generate some ideas. And we also think that, again, when you're sitting down face-to-face and breaking bread with someone while talking about even difficult issues, we're hopeful that it ends up being a useful conversation for everyone.
One last time, the website, because people can still either be part of either hosting an On the Table event or coming to one. What's the website?
So the website is onthetable, all one word, .cfsem.org.
Melissa Smiley with the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan, organizing an On the Table series of meals and conversations this coming Wednesday in Southeast Michigan. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Support for the Next Idea on Stateside comes from Michigan Economic Development Corporation, committed to marketing Michigan to drive job growth and investment in our communities. MichiganBusiness.org.